Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced, no matter how hard they try, no matter how hard people out there try. I want to thank you so much for your belief and your trust in us, this platform. I want to thank you for your support of this platform. Eric, the tech, works very, very hard. I like to think I work hard bringing you the truth, that sometimes eludes the media, obviously. And even some in the new media. You know, we see new headlines every single day. Today, of course, waking up to a whole new set of numbers of reported infections with the coronavirus. The Fed begins pumping municipal bonds. It's said in California, more than half will be infected. Some say across the United States that might even be the case. A cascade of warnings by people in charge. And, a couple of things. Watch what the federal government does in terms of taking over production. I've got to tell you, folks, I've got to tell you this. I was going through a lot of message boards, a lot of conservative message boards, libertarian message boards, and even some leftist message boards. You got to see what they're saying, right? And this was late last night, early this morning, throughout the day. And I kept seeing links to yesterday's show from Ted and Austin Brower. That's right. The Ted and Austin Brower show. Links plastered all over the place to listen, for people to listen to yesterday's Ted and Austin Brower show. Well, not that I don't ordinarily do this. Of course I do. I queued that puppy up and listened to it, and I thought it was just a fantastic show. And it started out with talking about an exchange, a text or email. I'm not sure. I think it sounded like a text exchange where someone was promoting, the indictments, the Q plus being President Trump, Q, et cetera, and Ted responding, there's really no basis of, there's really nothing to prove the validity and authenticity of that. No. People will be very dogmatic about this. Me, here's how I look at this. Very simply, if there is something out there that causes people to research, look for themselves, I'm all for that, to do their own research. I mean, if somebody, some moron posts something and that causes a multitude of people to do their own research about whether, regardless of what it is, but do a thorough research. I'm all for that. I think that's a good thing because people need to think for themselves. End of story. And they need to research everything I say. I hope you research for yourself. Everything any of our guests say, I hope that you research what they say and determine for yourself the validity. Okay. But I want to mention that because starting out this first hour, Ted Brower is coming on, and we're going to have a discussion about this. Now, I wanted for the second hour, and this is an announcement, for the second hour will be a replay of Steve Quayle and Celeste Solom from March 12th. The reason I'm doing this, not because I want an extra hour off, but what was said during that segment needs to be heard again, and I ask you to listen to it given now what you know 8 days later. That's all. Okay. And you say, well, I already heard it. Please listen to it again. Please do that for me. All right. Again, I want to thank you so very much. By the way, HagmanStore.com, HagmanStore.com for coffee, mug, not my mug, coffee mug. There it is on the screen. See that? Eric the Tech actually designed, he hand-painted this. I mean, he started off with crayon, then he went to a charcoal pencil, then he went to ink, then he went to, you know, I don't know what he did. But on the right-hand side on your screen, you're going to see the old mascot king. Designed it very well. There it is. Backed by popular demand. See that? Guaranteed to keep your coffee in one place. There it is. King mascot mug. He calls it the Hagman throwback. I call it relevant regardless. And then, of course, coffee. Gourmet coffee. The benefits, by the way, go to support the efforts of Craig Sawyer, Vets for Child Rescue, as well as Russ Dizdar and us, because we work with Russ and his team. And I just, oh, there's a new mug there too. See that? Look at that. Hagman Report. Flip side. Flag. Oh, flip side. Yep. Again. Again. No, Eric, that's not nice.
You're killing me.
That's the intent. Yeah. And, so, okay. So all of this, you know, it's when we look, folks, have you, toss this out there. Have you, you could be 85, 90, 95, 100, 112. I don't know how old you are. Maybe 32. I don't know. Have you seen, have you experienced, have you lived through times like you're living through today? I know I haven't. In my six decades of life. And I have to ask Ted, because he's a whole boatload of years older than I am. I mean, tons older than I am, right? No, he's not. Say what, he looks better than me. One more thing before I bring him on. Ted's going, would you just bring me on already? I can hear him, okay? Through my earpiece. We'll do it live! Here's what I did last night. This was like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I actually checked my cupboard. My wife heard me and she said, what are you doing out there? So I'm looking for something. Why? What are you looking for? I said, supplements. Right at 2:30 in the morning. That really didn't happen. I'll get comments and emails. That didn't happen, okay? I did look for the supplements. And I want to make sure that we had well stocked on the immune support kit. If you go to healthmasters.com, that's healthmasters.com. Yeah, I checked vitamin C, vitamin B, D3 and K2. You see what's on there right now? I checked to make sure we had all of that in our cabinet. You know why? And it's the thing to do, because this will help you. Folks, here's what I'd like you to do. Healthmasters.com, 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 all one word except for the .com. Of course, you know that. Healthmasters.com. HR5 is a coupon code, except when I order it, they don't, they laugh. It's a coupon code, my butt. It's all right. No, but seriously, HR5 is the coupon code for all things that are not on sale. HR5 is the coupon code. Healthmasters.com. Best products on the planet. So with that, and after seeing Ted and Austin Brewer's show plastered everywhere, all over the internet from yesterday, and listening to it, I'm just so proud to have Ted come on with me and talk about it. Ted, thanks for coming on, man. And what the heck did you do yesterday? What did you do? What did you do?
You know, it's so funny. My email has blown up about yesterday's show. Now, you know, we do a show, you know, 5 days a week, and we very rarely have that type of response from a show. You know, we have like our weekly best show we play on Sunday night, and suddenly my email just blew up and said, what the heck are you guys doing? The best show we've heard like in months. And I'm like, okay. And what we did is we discussed QAnon. Now, for all you guys who believe in Q, I hope you're right. I'm going to say that again. Now, you guys stay with me on this because I'm not going to argue with you about this. I hope you're right. I hope and I pray that Trump is Q, because people are telling me now Trump is Q. The lady told me this 2 nights ago. And to give you an understanding of what
Trump
happened.
Trump is Q plus. He's Q plus. according to the scorecard I have, he's Q plus. And I'm serious about that.
Well, I know. And, you know, according to the scorecards that we keep, you know, he whatever. And I hope you're right. So I'm not going to argue about this. But here's what my research has shown me. And people say, well, you're being negative. No, I'm not being negative. You got to listen to yesterday's show. I told the lady when she started hammering me about Trump, what happened is a man had come on, a financial planner, had basically really hammered what was going on with the market and what Trump was doing. And I sent it out to a few of my friends, including her, and she watched the video and said, well, this guy's just being negative. He doesn't understand that Trump is Q plus. And I said, okay, well, why does he hire all these Goldman Sachs people? Why does he hire all these people from JP Morgan? Why does he hire all of these people that have been involved with the Federal Reserve Banks? I mean, what's going on with all of this?
Well, you
stuff?
Want him to hire people from Walmart? Well, what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you know, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, a lot of these big companies, and I'm not going to list any names here, they're cutouts. The international banking cartels have subsidized them, given them hundreds of millions of dollars in loans, and have used their stock and their corporations as collateral, and have funded them with top people to go into their companies and basically run them for them. And so it just is what it is. They're called cutouts. And so I told her, I said, here's the deal. I said, we have a satanic cult. She said this to me. She actually said, oh, you can listen, everybody listen to yesterday's show, Doug. You have my permission to post that on your website.
All right.
And so she said to me, she said, guys, you know, she said, this whole world's run by a satanic cult. And I said, you're absolutely right. The entire world is run by a satanic cult. And she's, oh, we agree. I said, yeah. I said, but the problem is the satanic cult basically controls world finance, global finance, international finance. They're the guys that are the extreme psychopaths that run the planet, guys that are so evil that you can't even believe how bad they are, that you can't even think like that because you have normalcy bias. And I said, quite frankly, you know, I think Donald Trump started off with all good intentions. I really want to believe that. But I don't believe he stayed there very long when he started putting all of these top banker people into positions of power in Washington, D.C. And I believe that something in Trump's past is maybe it's the fact that Rothschild Inc. bailed him out in 89 from his bankruptcies. I don't know. And I hope and pray that Trump can do us right. I hope and pray that he has enough evangelicals around him, enough people who love Jesus, that they're going to have the ability to help him to make good decisions now. I really do. So I'm not arguing with the Q people. I hope you're right. There you go. I don't think you are, but
so
I hope
too.
You're right.
I hope so,
and, you
too.
Know, because, I mean, who in the world wouldn't? But see, we have a thing that's called learned helplessness. And that means after a certain amount of time, you try and try and try, and you can't get it done. You kind of just give up on it. Okay? You also have the, you know, you want to believe that you have normalcy bias. And I covered both these terms in detail yesterday on the show. You can listen to it. And so we have a normalcy bias already with the people in the United States. People want to believe that everything's going to be normal, that everything's going to stay the same, and it's not going to change. People want to believe the good, and so do I. And so when you see things that are bad, like we're about to have martial law, people say, no, it's not going to happen. I came on your show back in January, Doug, and Austin and I were about, God, we were 2.5 months ahead of the curve on the coronavirus.
Yep.
And I warned everybody, and I said, guys, this isn't a joke. I've got a friend who lives outside of Wuhan in another big city, and he said it's like being in Charlton Heston's The Omega Man. And I read his entire text and email he had sent.
Yep.
And people called me up and they said, we don't believe any of that. And I'm like, okay, he's there. I've known him for 25 years. His name's Mike. I've known him for 25 years. He's not lying. He's now beginning to run out of food. And now he's asked me to try to help him financially, which I plan on doing. I mean, here's the thing, guys. We're in a situation now of uncharted waters. We're going way back to Germany after World War I with the Weimar Republic. And the Weimar Republic was interesting because my mom was there. My mom was born in 1916 in Germany, and she remembers the black market in the Weimar Republic when the money became worthless and people bartered. It's like if they had Hagman coffee. They would order Hagman coffee, and they would barter with Hagman coffee because people wanted coffee and there wasn't any coffee available. They'd barter with silk stockings. They would barter with milk. They'd barter with butter. They would barter with gold and silver. I mean, the dollars were worthless. It was 40 billion marks to buy a loaf of bread. And the guys who had the coffee or who had other types of commodities that people needed to eat and use, they had a lot of time on their hands and a lot of money to barter around with, including the commodities they had. So if you guys haven't ordered any of your Hagman coffee, you need to order some of that. I've tried it. The coffee's excellent. On top of everything else, it tastes great. Now, I don't drink coffee very often. You guys know that. I was addicted to it back in college when I was in Florida State in graduate school, and I used to drink a lot of coffee. I've got to watch it because I really, really like coffee, and I try not to drink some. I'd rather stay with the purple sticks. But I tell you what, that Hagman coffee is some good stuff. In addition to that, it's a great bartering tool.
There it is.
People get an addiction to coffee. There you go. You know, get yourself two or three boxes of Hagman coffee. You say, well, I don't want to spend the money. You may make a lot more money on the Hagman coffee as a bartering tool than you ever paid for it. Just thought I'd mention that to you guys. Do what you think you need to do. But here's the thing, guys. We warned you back in January that this stuff was coming.
Yep.
I mean, we also and I were on it the second week in January. And I said, and you guys, and I have to give you guys credit, and our listeners too. When I told you guys it was happening, you guys got your supplements, the D3, the K2, the vitamin C, the potassium iodide, the astragalus, the black seed oil, and we had a hard time keeping an inventory. Now, we still have an inventory, but our suppliers are cutting us back. The other day, just to give you some numbers, we had ordered 1,700 bottles of vitamin C back in January. My supplier was out. This is in January. This is an FDA drug laboratory that manufactures our products at a very high standard. And I told them, I said, guys, I said, you know, we got the vitamin C they had available, and I said, we need 1,700 more bottles. And they said, we won't have that for you until the end of March. I said, okay. I said, that's awful. I said, but we'll try to make it work. So I took what they had. And so this week I went over there to get the product, and I was supposed to pick up 1,700 bottles. You know, I mean, rather than shipping, if we were running out, I went ahead and took my pickup truck over, my Chevy Silverado, and I got there, and they said, we could only give you like 480 bottles of C. I'm like, you're supposed to give me 1,700. We're done. We're out. We have no raw material. And I'm like, what the heck? No raw material. So right now we still have product. And over the weekend we should have product. We've had to restrict it down to either one or two bottles. I'm not sure what they're doing right now. And this is the high quality stuff. This isn't the cheap stuff you're going to buy at a box store. This is the high quality stuff. And so we're doing everything we can at Health Masters, provided we stay open. And I'm just being very honest with everybody right now that we're not going to be under this martial law curfew stuff and we can't even go to the office. We're
going
to shut down.
Yeah.
It's a real concern. So if I were you guys, go to the website, get the Hagman Healthy Immune System Kit as soon as possible, like right now.
Yep.
And we'll do our best to get it out to you by Monday if we still have it in stock. Now, if we run out over the weekend, if we don't have any more, then we're going to just pull it off the website. The astragalus right now is back ordered. Have no idea when that's coming back in. So we've already pulled that out of the kit.
Thank goodness
it's not
even
available anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the stuff. If you get a sore, now it's no good for a fever. You can't take it with a fever. Right. But if you start getting a sore, scratchy throat, hammer that astragalus. But now if you're a guy, if you're over the age of 50, make sure you take the equal amounts of prostate support. So if you take 4 astragalus twice a day, take 4 prostate support twice a day. Real important. I did include the prostate support in the kit because not everybody's over 50 and a guy. A lot of women will be using this. And I've not yet had a sore throat that turned into a cold when I take the astragalus first. It has not happened to me in years now. So I've been very, very pleased with this total immune system. And that's why I call it the Brouwer Hagman Healthy Immune Support Kit. Now, I'm not making any claims. I told you guys that last week when I was on with Doug. I'm not telling you this
no
is
claims.
Coronavirus.
Nope.
No claims. I'm not telling you that because quite frankly, your immune system, since they don't have any type of antibiotics that are going to work, is what's going to cure coronavirus. What this does, it helps keep the immune system strong. Now, I said something back in January, and I'm going to go ahead and qualify this because this is so important. This came out on the news story today. Here's what I said. Scientists discover an HIV-like mutation makes coronavirus extremely infectious. It was posted on Zero Hedge. And the summary was, scientists discovered HIV-like mutation, which it makes infectious, while mainstream scientists continue to perform mental gymnastics to insist that the new coronavirus wasn't man-made, which I believe it was. New research from scientists in China and Europe revealed that disease happens to have a HIV-like mutation, which allows it to bind with human cells up to 1,000 times more readily. That's a pretty big deal. And this was posted on Zero Hedge. And this was actually reported from a team out of India. And they retracted this study. They said that basically it had the ability to do this. Now, the thing about it is that, you know, it's been retracted. Now you think, well, why was it retracted? You know, the article from Zero Hedge says coronavirus contains an HIV insertion, stoking fears over the artificially created bioweapon. Now, you ask yourself a question. Why in the world would this be retracted? Well, because these boys at Fort Detrick or whoever made this stuff, they don't want you knowing what's going on with any of this stuff. And I wanted to bring this back up to you right now. I'm going to repost it on the healthmasters.com website because of the next article I'm fixing to read to you guys. And this is something that, again, we were ahead of everybody by 2 months when we read the Indian Journal. Here it is right here. This is from the Global Times. You guys can see it. Let me show you the thing. It's also posted on our HealthMasters website. Autopsies offer key clues for early stage COVID-19 patients. Now, this was just released. And this was released a couple weeks ago. It says autopsies show severe damage to the COVID-19 patients' lungs and immune systems, according to a doctor in Wuhan, researched by the Global Times, who called for measures to prevent fibrosis of the lungs at an early stage of the disease. The influence of this COVID-19 on the body is like a combination, listen to this, of SARS and AIDS, as it damages both the lungs and the immune system. This is Pen Xiong, director of the intensive care unit of Zhohong Hospital of Wuhan University in Wuhan, told the Times, Global Times. Peng said he has just talked to Liu Lang, a forensic specialist from the Tongji Medical College at Hsinchu University, and forgive me, I know I'm butchering these names, of science and technology. Liu's team has repeatedly conducted 9 autopsies on deceased patients as of February 24th. And he goes, the autopsy reveals basically that the thing now is to realize that you have to protect the patient's lungs from irreversible fibrosis. If irreversible damage is done, other measures like those prevent patients from oxygen deficit will not be of much use, he said. Now, apparently this thing, according to this article, has a SARS insertion and an HIV insertion. Now, that's bad, and that's making it extremely contagious. Now, the good news is not everybody gets it, and a lot of people are recovering from it. But the elderly, especially the elderly in Italy right now, they're having to bring the bodies out of the houses, and people are saying now they can't even get the bodies picked up. It's almost like the bubonic plague has hit Europe again. We're up to 2/3 of the population back in the 1200s and 1300s died of the bubonic plague. And, you know, I find it interesting, you know, a few years ago, Doug, they actually went up into the permafrost up in Sweden, and they actually pulled bodies out that were 700 years old that had been frozen in the permafrost that had been buried out there from the bubonic plague, and they resurrected the plague, and they put it back into – they brought it back to life. You think, what the heck would they do that for? You know,
I mean,
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why psychopaths do what psychopaths do. I don't think like that. And the problem is, especially with this normalcy bias, we can't think like a psychopath. This group of people that want to destroy the planet and destroy and invert everything that God created are Luciferians. I've talked about this in depth on your show. I've talked about it in depth on our show. They worship a snake in a tree called Einstop, if you want to know what the name of their god is.
Yeah,
oh yeah, I covered it. If you don't believe that, you can go ahead and look it up on the Wikipedia page. It's right on your computer. Just go to Wikipedia, look up Einstop, and it's the god of the Kabbalah. And you think, well, these guys shouldn't do that. Yeah, I know. I know that. I know they shouldn't do this. And they shouldn't, you know, promote transgenderism. They shouldn't promote this drag time story hour. They shouldn't control the international banking cartels. And they sure shouldn't sacrifice humans. And they sure shouldn't drink blood. And according to Ted Gunderson, they're doing all of the above and all of the stuff I've mentioned. He's dead now, bless his heart. I mean, may he rest in peace. And all of these things happen, you know, on an ongoing basis on this planet while we, because we're in either learned helplessness or normalcy bias, we just allow them to happen.
Right.
Because we figure we can't do anything about it. And the truth is, we can't. I mean, if you have 25 troops pull up to your front door and they say they're going to take you away because somebody said you tested positive for coronavirus and they have their M16s and they got them on full auto, chances are you're either going to die or you're going to go with them. You have one of two choices, dying or going with them. You think, well, I'll die first. Well, that's going to be your choice too, isn't it? I can't tell you what to do. The problem with all of this is that here we are. And, you know, and a lot of Christians who have been taught about the rapture and the pre-trib rapture, they're going, okay, well, we're going to get raptured. Don't worry about buying food. Don't worry about getting our immune system strong. It doesn't make any difference because we're going to be raptured. And that's all, again, teaching from the Scofield Bible that was pushed and promoted by Samuel Untermyer and Scofield back 100 years ago. I've done entire shows on all of this stuff from the same guys who basically practice Kabbalah. You know, like, you know, Madonna, she practices Kabbalah. She's got the little red string around her wrist. And these guys get into these weird seances with these victims, and they lock hands around them, and they start chanting certain things, and they open up a resonance frequency into another dimension, and supposedly these demons from the other side, this is what they believe now. I'm not telling you I believe any of this crazy stuff. I'm just telling you what they believe. These demons from the other side give them knowledge and power and wealth on this side of the curtain. We've talked about the curtain many times and what's going on in CERN on this show. And it's interesting to me how these guys run the planet. And remember, Lucifer got into the Garden of Eden right at the beginning. And he's been running the show ever since. The God of this world is basically, the Prince of the Darkness is the God of this world. The Bible even says, had the God of this world known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. Because when God saw what happened in the timeline, he inserted Jesus Christ. You know, it tells you that in the book of Hebrews, not the timeline part, but as far as Jesus Christ was made in the exact image, the exact reputation of God Almighty. Many people call him the second Adam. And he came in and he died on the cross for us. And I've done entire shows. In fact, the biggest show I've ever done with you guys as far as numbers was the show I did on the blood of Christ, yep. Which you guys need to listen to that show every month. But I'm not going to go there today because many of you have already heard it, though I love talking about that. Now I get off track here. I'll start talking about that again because it really encourages my faith in Christ and knowing who Jesus really was and that when you bring up the name of Jesus, even the demons shudder. They're scared to death of him because they're afraid he's going to show up. So the thing about it is that you got to ask yourself a question. All of these global leaders that you're counting on, all of them, pretty much every one of them, you say, well, they're this and they're that and they're the white hats and they're this. How often do you hear them use the name Jesus? Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. You hear me say, I've said it half a dozen times. I'll probably keep saying it, Jesus, 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 because he's the author, the finisher, the perfecter of my faith. How many times have you ever heard, let's just use Donald Trump, for example. How many times have you ever heard Donald Trump use the name of Jesus?
Right.
I don't know. I've never heard him. I've never heard it.
Yeah.
He talks about God, what God are we talking about here? Let's be specific. Are we talking about the great I am? Or are we talking about Jesus? I don't know. So and you say, well, I can't believe you're saying that. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just asking you. When have you heard him talk about Jesus? And so that's the whole point I'm trying to make here. This world is being controlled by a satanic elite religious Canaanite religious cult that's been around since the Garden of Eden. And these ancient Canaanite religions were brought into Egypt, Asherah and Baal, Moloch, and they added a bunch of new demon gods to those. And then a lot of that stuff has been put into this Book of the Zohar, and then they created this Kabbalah, which is basically the worship of these sub-demons to talk to and to basically have interdimensional, this stuff's so weird, intercourse with so that you could get your prayers answered by this snake in a tree called Einsop. That's the kind of stuff that these guys believe, all right? So you think, well, I don't believe that. Well, I don't believe any of it either. But these guys consider themselves to be the benign Nephilim, the sons of the fallen. They consider themselves to be in the bloodline of Lucifer himself. And they're willing to die for what they believe.
And
that's the thing that we need to understand.
You and I actually got raked over the coals. I did, and you by association, because I often say that belief is the driver of action. And it doesn't matter what you or I believe. It matters what they believe, right? And it's kind of funny because I see some irrelevant individual, spouting or saying that, they're the ultimate in terms of understanding Christianity and mocking this sentence about
that's right. That's right.
And to me, okay, you've got to understand that behavioral trait where they believe something that if you could think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world, but if they believe it, it motivates them to a certain specific action, like you just said. Let me interrupt you just a couple of real quick questions here, so I'm sure we're on the same page. By the way, Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. Get your vitamin C, get your Ultimate Multiple. By the way, I did order, I don't know if you saw my order go through, a couple of Ultimate Multiples. I ordered some Bs and some Cs and some D3s. And folks, Ultimate Multiple, you got to take it every day. Take it twice a day, as a matter of fact. Best stuff on the market. I'm going to tell you, I feel much different when I take healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com, coupon code HR5. Do it right as soon as this show is over, or if you can multitask, do it now. That's healthmasters.com, HR5. But let me ask you, so we're on the same page. Okay, so first of all, we can, based on your investigation, your research, everything you believe and I believe that this Wuhan, and let me say this, Chinese Wuhan virus was manufactured, right?
I believe it was, yes.
It's not.
Yeah, that's my opinion. I mean, because, of course, you're going to have the scientists are going to come back and tell you that it wasn't. But let me show you this real quick. This is the Wikipedia page for Einsof. You guys can look at this.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys can look it up. You can see it yourself. You can see it. My lighting's bad in here today. I had to change rooms because my AC broke. Well, there it is. It's EINSOF. In case you guys think I'm making any of this stuff up, you can look it up yourselves and do it. And Yes, I believe this virus was man-made, along with Dr. Francis Boyle and a lot of other PA people who basically have researched this. I spent 400 hours in the biochemical genetics laboratory at Florida State, right, you know, when I was working on my degree there at FSU. And the problem is, you get these people who basically say, well, you went to FSU and this PhD from Harvard says this isn't true. Well, here we have Dr. Francis Boyle, who is a PhD from Harvard, saying that I'm right, that this is a manufactured man-made virus. I mean, how can you get these two proteins from HIV and SARS inserted into this coronavirus, which is basically a virus for the common cold? How in the world can you end up with this thing that's so unbelievably contagious? Well, I think it was a weapon. I believe it was a bioweapon. You say, well, they don't do bioweapons. Come on, guys. If you believe that, you're living in Narnia somewhere. They do bioweapons. They continue to do bioweapons. We have research facilities all over the world that do bioweapons. China does bioweapons. Russia does bioweapons. These are level 4 quarantine facilities. So most of them are deep underground. It's like that movie you see with the Umbrella Corporation with Resident Evil. I mean, they have this stuff underground so they can hit it with a doggone torch and burn the whole thing down if the stuff gets out so it doesn't kill the population of the planet. That's what this stuff is, as far as I'm concerned. Now you say, well, you can never prove that. You're absolutely right. I can't prove that.
No. But so, reason so speculation that's my based opinion. On yeah.
Well, yeah, it is. But yeah. let's go back to these guys who run the planet. Let's talk about this for a second. You could go, there's a video you can watch. It was online, it was on the History Channel. And I've talked about this before. I'm going to mention it one more time because it ties into what we're talking about today. And it's about the spear of destiny, which was the spear that went into Jesus' side when he was on the cross, when Jesus was pierced by the Roman soldiers before Jesus was resurrected from the dead. Notice I keep saying the word Jesus, the name above all names. Okay. And, you know, what's interesting about this is, you know, this was tracked through history with the Romans and with the early church. And finally, it ended up in an archive in a museum in Austria, and Hitler took it when he basically annexed Austria. And then it disappeared. Somebody stole from Hitler. They did this video on the History Channel under Brad Metzler Decoded, and you can watch the entire video online. It's free, and it's called The Spear of Destiny. Yep. Brad Metzler Decoded. Look it up. You can watch it. And Doug, I'm sure you've already seen it. And at the end of the movie, they have a guy who's a world elite bodyguard, and he basically is talking to Brad Metzler, and he says, well, you know this story of what happened to the spear. He goes, yes, I was in a bar, and I was with another bodyguard from another world elite who could walk in the White House at any time he wanted without an appointment. That's these guys who run the planet. Just let you know that. And he said, do you know who your boss is? This world elite guy talking to another world elite guy via the bodyguards. And he goes, your boss is the guy who stole the spear of destiny from Hitler. And they consider themselves to be the Benigni Nephilim, the sons of the fallen. They consider them to be the very bloodline of Lucifer himself. And they believe so strongly in this that they're willing to die for it. And they believe that this Antichrist, this son of perdition, will be pierced in the Holy of Holies after the third temple is built with the spear of destiny, not killed, pierced, shed his blood in the Holy of Holies. He's going to come out, like the book of Thessalonians says, and declare himself God or ruler. And it will be Lucifer, and it will be the Antichrist. Now, you think about that for a second. This was on the History Channel, and I thought, whoa. So I've quoted that, posted it, done all kinds of things with that story over and over and over again. And the guy goes he says to this guy, this bodyguard, he goes, do you believe this? And he goes, it doesn't matter whether I believe it or not. He says, these guys believe this, and they're willing to die for it. See, that's what we find ourselves in. We're in the clutches of these guys. They want a new world order. They want a new world religion. They want a one world religion. They want a one world currency, because they didn't make enough money, I don't guess, running all the Federal Reserve banks in the entire planet, because they keep having problems with it after about 100 years because the Ponzi scheme fails, and they got to start them over again. And so I guess it must be annoying to them. In fact, if you look in the book Bloodlines, it says that the top guys in these families actually have a dinner place set for Lucifer himself, and that every 37 years he shows up and basically tells them what to do for the next 37 years. Now, whether that's true, I don't know. I'm just reading what the book, telling you what the book said. I'm not sitting there at the dinner table with a place setting for Lucifer. That's just kind of weird to me. But these guys are that kind of people. They just think you're an animal. They think you're basically an ant or a rat or just a chicken that can be harvested and slaughtered and used for food or used for whatever. I mean, the Bible even tells us that Satan runs about as a roaring lion, seeking those who he may devour. But guys, he can't devour you and me because we're sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. He has no authority over us. And that's what we need to understand here. That's the thing that we've got to get. He has no authority over us. You say, well, are people who are patriots going to die of coronavirus? Are they going to be taken away? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Hope not. It doesn't make a difference. They're not going to die, because once you get born again with Jesus Christ, you never die. Your physical body may pass away, but you're going to live forever with God in heaven. And these guys, too, they don't realize this either. They're going to live forever, too, but they're going to live on the other side where they don't want to be. They're going to be on the other side with all these things, do all kinds of weird things to human beings, and have done so for millennia of time. This is what's going to happen. And you say, well, that sounds like hell. Well, that's exactly what we're talking about. In fact, if you read in the book of Isaiah, I think it's chapter 15, basically these guys, all these world leaders, it says, are chained up and laying in hell, basically in torment. And all of a sudden Lucifer comes down. He's chained up too. And he's, and they all look at him. They go, wait a minute, dude, you know, I'm paraphrasing. What the heck are you doing here? And he goes, oh, I'm here too now. And they go, well, you told us this wasn't going to happen to us. Well, guess what? It's going to happen to those guys. So at least we have the knowledge of knowing that in the end we win. Because good's going to always triumph over evil. The problem is it's getting to the good part. Look at all the Christian martyrs in the first century. Look at all the apostles. Pretty much all of them were martyred, depending on which research that you read. And you think, what the heck? Why is that happening? Well, God knows that, you know, once you get born again, you live forever. So this temporary world that we live in, it just kind of passes away. And that's the thing that I try to tell people. Don't get scared over any of this. I'm 64 years old, if you want to know how old I am, since Doug decided to so graciously announce how much older I was than him, which is okay. I don't mind. And the thing about this is that, you know, I've taken good care of myself. I've eaten right. I take my supplements. I do everything I'm supposed to do. I pay my bills. I've got a good Beacon score. I do all the things I'm supposed to do. And it doesn't make any difference. You know, when we leave this world, we leave here with nothing. We just take off. We're just gone. And, you know, we go to the other side of the veil. And see, that's the thing, guys. There's multiple sides of this veil that you got to understand when we go to be with heaven or we go to in hell. So, I mean, that's why Jesus said, death, where's thy victory? Where's thy sting? He came to conquer death, hell, and the grave. And he did all that on the cross. When he said it was finished, it was finished. See, and that's why he's an omnipresent God. And he forever provides a sacrifice for your sin, the shedding of his blood. It's a forever covenant you have with him. Because he's omnipresent. Got to wrap your head around the omnipresent aspect of God Almighty. He's always in this all timelines. He's at the beginning in the book of Genesis. He's on the cross. He's on the sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He's wherever he wants to be, anytime he wants to be, throughout all time space. That's the thing that's so amazing for what Christianity is. And when he gives us the ability to pray and create scalar energy and literally change the fabric of time space, if we took advantage of that, and we all prayed in unison and in aggregate as Christians, then what would happen is we would change everything. These guys would have no authority, no power over us. That's why they're scared to death to use the name of Jesus. I said it again. I'll keep using the name Jesus throughout the whole show today because I love the name of Jesus, the name above all names, in case you guys that are listening that are recording this and want to transcribe everything I say on Doug's show. And you guys, maybe you'll get a hint here one of these days. I mean, even Roger Stone now has said that he's accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior, and I sure hope he's sincere. But he sure seems to be changed on the inside. Of course, he's facing prison time, and Trump should have already pardoned him anyhow. I mean, here's the thing. All of this stuff is happening all at once. And now, you know, Victoria's Secret, I talked about this on the Today Show. They've got a new trans model they're coming out with. And you're like, trans? Yeah, they got a guy dressed like a girl wearing lingerie, and this is going to mess with guys' heads. I mean, why would you think the girl who is a guy dressed like a girl who looks like a girl who is wearing lingerie isn't a girl? It's all about inversion. It's about inverting everything that God created to be made good. It's about turning everything upside down. This is the teachings from 17 Zevi from 1666. That's right. And this goes back to Canaanite religions. It goes all the way back, Doug. And see, this is what we need to understand. The Satan is, number one, he hates you and me because, you know, we're made in God's image. And not only does he hate us because we're made in God's image, he's also jealous of us because he's not us, because we have a soul. We have the ability to be in unison and in covenant with God Almighty. He lost that when he got kicked out of heaven. So we have something he'll never have. That's why he's running about as a roaring lion, seeking those who he can devour to come rob, kill, steal, and destroy, because that's what he does. You know, Jesus called him out in the book of John when these priest guys were running around saying, hey, you know, we're the children of Abraham. He goes, no, you're not. You're the children of Lucifer, Satan himself. Because he knew what they were doing at nighttime. He knew what they were doing in their hearts. He knew they were going into these temples or whatever they were doing them in, and they were sacrificing to Asherah or Baal or to Moloch or sacrificing children or whatever the heck they were involved in. He called them out for it, and they didn't like that, and they ended up getting him crucified for it, which was something that was planned in the beginning with God when he decided to use Jesus as a sacrifice, because without a sacrifice, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins, is what the word says. So God had put himself into the situation where he knew that Christ could come for us and die for us. And that's why it said if the God of this world had known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. Right. And personally, I believe that's one of the reasons they're trying to open up CERN and open up a portal to go back to undo the crucifixion. Well, I got news for them. It ain't going to happen because they're not omnipresent. That's why they're trying to build a machine to do it. They can't do that. God will never let that happen. Guys, this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a group of people that are psychopaths, Satanists, Luciferians, you pick a name, who worship a god, a tree, And it is what it is. You think, well, you haven't done a very good job explaining the Kabbalah. Well, if you would have listened to the show that Austin and I did on the Kabbalah several months ago, you go back into our archives, and you get a real good job explaining the Kabbalah. I don't want to talk about it today because it takes too much time. But it's just a weird religion that Madonna follows and a lot of Hollywood actors follow that basically worship this Aesop thing. And so we need to understand that we were bought at a price, that Jesus Christ came and he died for us. The Son of Glory, the Son of God Almighty, the exact representation of God came and he died for us on the cross so that we could have a new life, that we could be in covenant with God Almighty forever. A blood covenant means, like if you cut your hand, the old Indian days, they cut their hand, you have blood brothers, and two people put their hands together. That means whatever's yours is mine, mine is yours, and we're together now. We're hooked together by the blood. That's what a blood covenant is. And so when we have a blood covenant with God Almighty through Jesus, through the blood of the Lamb, you know, what's there to worry about? And see, that's the thing. Don't get all upset about coronavirus or martial law or whatever. Just realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us and that Jesus is still the same. And none of this stuff has surprised God. He's still in heaven. He sees what's going on. Now you say, well, why would he allow this to happen? Well, why would we allow 60 million abortions to happen? Why would we allow prayer to be taken out of the schools? Why would we allow our children to be exposed to transgenders in libraries who basically show their genitalia to these young children and everybody laughs about it? Why would we allow the gay canyon? I personally think that Barack Obama was gay. I personally think that Michelle Obama is a transgender. I'm quoting Joan Rivers on that. Why would we allow the gay canyon to basically tell everybody and adult men that they could use the bathrooms with little girls? Why did we let that happen? We let that happen under the last administration. You know, and so here we are. So now we found ourselves in this unbelievable Sodom and Gomorrah situation, wondering why God's not intervening. Ask yourself the question, why would he intervene? Now, there'll be pockets of intervention. We pray, and I pray for you guys, you my listeners. I pray every day that God bless you, that he keeps you, that he allows his face to shine upon you, that he's gracious on you, that he grants you grace, mercy, peace, health, and prosperity, and companionship, and he protects you. Every day I cover you guys with the blood of Jesus. I cover you. I put a hedge of thorns around you, and I station angels all around you. So there will be pockets of people that have all kinds of miracle testimonies where this thing's gone from us. But this global group that does this, they don't want a business. They don't want the Hagman and Hagman show to prosper. They don't want the Ted Nostenbrower show to prosper. They don't want your personal business if you have a business to prosper. They want giant global monopolies like Amazon to run the planet and control people underneath. They don't want a mom and pop business that started a plumbing business or started an AC business or started an electrical business or whatever to be blessed. They don't want that. What they want is have complete and total global dominion over a group of monopolies that are set up and have a fascist communist dictatorship over the entire planet, in which if you don't do what you're supposed to do through your proper credit social score, which they're beta testing right now in China, that they can do everything they want to you and basically make you disappear. You know, Austin said it on the Today Show. Patriot gets arrested because he had a false positive test for coronavirus. He disappears. 3 days later, the family's told he died. We had to cremate the body. Sorry. Oops. Our bad. Wait a minute. We didn't get a funeral? Nope. He's gone. He's cremated. Won't happen. Okay. Well, why don't you talk to the people in Wuhan when they bought the portable incinerators over there? And they weren't having funerals anymore because there were too many people meeting in rooms and they couldn't bury them fast enough. So they just had portable incinerators or shoveling bodies into. Why don't you talk to the people in Wuhan, China? Oh, by the way, China's not getting better. My buddy in China, I talked to him last week. He still said he's not working. He still says he has blue skies with no pollution because no factories are opening. The big ones aren't. So the smaller ones have opened back up. But he said he still has no job. He still is restricted to his apartment. He still has to wear a mask in public. And he goes, this is the new normal. Guys, this is a serious bioweapon, in my opinion, that was released on the planet by a bunch of psychopaths because they want their new world order, their new world currency, and their new world religion under this Aesop thing. And guys, this is who we are and where we find ourselves. So you say, well, that's hopeless. No, it's not. Because, you know, always remember, God plus one person is the majority. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You know, we have to remember, if we commit our plans to the Lord, they will succeed. And just pray the positive scripture. Do this. Go online and look up positive scripture affirmations. Pray that. And you'll get about 150, 200 affirmations right out of the Bible that are scriptures, that are positive affirmations of the word. Like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. and print those up and, you know, highlight them and see which ones you really, really like that really minister to your spirit and start praying those every single day. You say, you mean pray out loud? Yeah, I mean pray out loud. When you speak the words, you create an energy field that creates and changes the fabric of space-time. That's what prayer is. It's an energy field that we create that God gave us the ability to do because we're in covenant with him through the blood of the Lamb. You think, well, that sounds all new agey to me. Guys, call it whatever you want to call it. We have a coronavirus that's running all over the planet right now. I'm just trying to tell you, prayer changes things. Miracles happen when you pray. Things happen when you pray. When you don't you understand that angels are ministering spirits? And if you have faith, which it says, God says, which is impossible to please God without faith, when you speak to things that are not as if they were, okay, then these angels, these ministering spirits that we have to go out into our world, in this other realm, and create situations that allow the things that we spoke to occur. That's what happens, guys. It's an energy field that they have to acknowledge. So if you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, it's yes and amen. If you could say, oh, I'm so afraid that I'm going to die of the coronavirus, guess what it is again? It's yes and amen. You created it. That's what the word says. It's always yes and amen. So the angels are looking around going, okay, Ted says he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Okay, we're going to keep him really healthy. And somebody else says they're going to die from the coronavirus. They go, well, I don't know why David just said he's going to die from the coronavirus. Jeez, we don't want to make that a reality. But that's the kind of stuff that people don't get. Prayer is that powerful. And if we as Christians understood who and what we are through Jesus Christ with a blood covenant with the great I am, if we understood that, we could literally change everything. That's why they've taken the name of Jesus out of Hollywood. That's why they've taken the name of Jesus out of the school books. That's why they've taken the name of Jesus out of our schools. That's why they continually talk about their little snake god, this Einsoft thing, and talk about their Kabbalah with their little red string. And they constantly promote Kabbalah, 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 all these Hollywood stars, all this crazy stuff, this Kabbalah stuff. Guys, we have to understand that when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you're given tremendous authority and tremendous power. And your words are tremendous. That's why the Bible says, by every word you shall be judged, by every word you shall be condemned. That's what the Bible says, because we have to be so careful what we speak. So speak the positive things. Remember that. Speak the positive things. You've got to remember that in always, at all times, we need to bring honor and glory to God by all the words that we speak. And remember, you know, I'm not saying that every once in a while that something bad's not going to happen. This coronavirus is pretty doggone bad. But again, if we as a nation were to fall to our knees right now, I mean literally fall to our knees and ask God to forgive us and repent, and the Christians were to repent and not believe that we're going to basically go up in the first load and we don't have to do anything and repent for what we've done and what we've allowed to happen in this country, I believe that God would turn and he would heal our nation. I believe that with all of my heart. But problem is, guys, where's the repentance? You know, Victoria's Secret's putting in transgender models now. You think, well, guys, Christians shouldn't be looking at Victoria's Secret magazines anyhow. Well, I agree with you. But I'm just saying that the world sees that as the example of what women are supposed to look like. In many cases, they do. They don't. But the reality is, why do they want to make a man look like a woman and confuse guys? It's all about messing up the gender. Just a few months ago, we were having arguments with everybody before coronavirus hit of what pronoun we could call somebody. You know, I mean, really, we're dealing with pronouns now? Was it he, she, it? What is it? Is it a sponge today? Is it a whale? Maybe they want to be a starfish today. I don't know what they want to be. The problem is, that's where we had sunk into. And that's where the Patriots had allowed this thing to go to. Because like it, love it, leave it, or whatever. Patriots have gone to sleep because Donald Trump got into the White House and he says what's supposed to be said at the rallies. And then he pushes red flag gun laws when he goes into his White House chambers and he and the Lindsey Graham were going to push red flag national gun laws being promoted by his daughter to all the senators and congressional leaders last summer. Just thought you guys would have to remember that one. And so we just kind of went to sleep. And we decided because the Q, or Q Plus, is going to change everything and come to the rescue, and now we're going to have 150,000 sealed indictments served. You know, guys, think through this for a second. You can't put 150,000 sealed indictments out and serve them. You couldn't get them through the court system. Well, we want medical, we want a military martial law. Do you really want military martial law? Remember that movie, The Siege, with Bruce Willis, and he's a general, and they said, we need martial law. He goes, you don't want martial law. You don't want troops on the streets. This week, Trump said he's putting troops on the streets, going to be working underneath the National Guard. We don't want troops on the streets, guys. They follow orders. Sweep this neighborhood, make sure there aren't any weapons. Test everybody for coronavirus. If they don't want you to test them, grab them, put them in a detainment facility, take them to a FEMA camp, or let's call this medical martial law now. Let's say we're going to bring them to a quarantine facility. We don't want that, okay? But you think, well, you don't think he would do that, do you? You know, at this point in time, I don't know what's going to happen out of Washington. Donald Trump a few weeks ago told us that he thought this thing was just a flu and just a hoax. Now, I'm paraphrasing that a little bit, but that's what the implied, you know, thing that he said was. And, you know, and now all of a sudden we're like shutting down the whole country. Guys, listen to me. Take care of your family. Get some stored food. We're out of storable food. We have nothing. We can't even find any stuff like that. That's just like backwater for 6 months. Do what you can to make sure you got food and water for the family. Have your supplements. Make sure you've got your D3, your K2, your vitamin C, your potassium iodide. If you can't get the astragalus, if you don't get back in stock, just get those three and, you know, get some black seed oil. That's really important because it's an antifungal side. It's really important that we all do what needs to be done and make sure you wash your hands, keep your fingers off your face. Don't be messing with your nose. Leave everything alone. And if you go into a public area, just, you know, wear some type of mask. Stay out of, well, they pretty much have shut all restaurants down now, so we don't have to worry about that here in Florida. We got a guy now who basically said he had vacationed to Disney World. He's dead now. He was in his 30s, but he was a cancer recovery man. But again, he had a compromised immune system. Guys, it's so important to avoid large groups of people. And guys, wash your hands. And if you still go to church, if there's church even locally around you, probably need to do it online. Make sure you're sitting away from people who are coughing and hacking, and make sure you don't be shaking everybody's hands and hugging everybody. And I know as Christians, we like to do that, and that's okay when everybody's healthy. But guys, I've been fighting about that for years and years and years. People go to church sick because they want somebody to pray for them, and they spread the whole cough and the whole mess to everybody in church. It's really important. We've got Roman Catholic priests now that are giving last rites to people dying in Italy, and the Roman Catholic priests are now coming down with coronavirus and dying from it. So guys, listen to me. Use your sense. Use common sense. Take your supplements. Eat clean, drink plenty of purified water, stay off chlorine, fluoride, and bromine, which is in a lot of the breads. Stay off of those things because those are basically halogens. It confuses the thyroid and it absorbs them. Your thyroid keeps about 1.5 grams, or about 1,500 milligrams of potassium iodine in it at all times. And when blood flow goes through this, and if it catches a coronavirus, any kind of virus, it zaps it and it kills it. Your own thyroid does that. Nothing can live past iodine. Nothing. It kills everything. And so just remember, keep your immune system strong. And we still have the good nascent iodine. We only have a little bit of that left, but it's not. We're still letting everybody have one bottle of that until it's gone. And we can't even find another supplier for that. So that's all we can do. But guys, do everything you possibly can to eat properly, exercise the best you can at home, drink plenty of purified water, stay out of crowds, keep your hands washed, and pray. Like my grandmother said, and I've quoted this so many times, I should have brought the plaque out today. I should have done that. I'll bring it out the next show we do with you guys. Zwei Leben stützen brechen nie, Gebet und Arbeit heißen sie. Two principles of life that can never be broken, prayer and work. You've got to pray like it's all up to God. You got to work like it's all up to you. And guys, when you see something wrong, now I'm going to tell you something. This is so important because this pleases God. When you see something wrong and you call it out, if you see somebody doing something you know they shouldn't do, like your kids or a friend or whatever, you got to call it out. If someone's using God's name in vain around you, you need to say, look, dude, you know, can you chill out on the language? I don't want to listen to that. See, God likes that. If you see a child saying certain things they shouldn't ought to say or doing things they shouldn't ought to do, you got to say, you know, you really shouldn't do that. We become so politically correct, Doug, that we never want to correct anybody based on the word of God anymore. We want to just let them do whatever they want to do. In German, you say Verrücktlauf, means let them run around crazy all the time, not ever correct them. You can't do that. Especially if you've got kids. If you've got kids, you're basically responsible for those children until they turn 18. Now, sometimes you don't want to be responsible for them, and sometimes you want to get them off and get them married before they turn 18 or put them in the military. I got that. Got four kids, been there, done that, thought about it all. But guys, it's the same thing with your family. You're responsible for it. So do all things, if possible, to bring honor and God to everything that you think. If you got a problem on the TV and you're watching things you shouldn't ought to watch, or certain cable channels, just call your cable provider up and tell them to take those channels off. It's simple enough. Just say, you know, guys, I've got convicted kids. You guys are in here watching these movie channels, and they got all this filthy language. They got all this junk going on them. Tell you what, we're going to take these things off. Last night, we were watching some old movies from the 50s. And Harrison, my 20-year-old law student, he's here from Florida State because the classes are all online now because they shut the school down. And Harris said, I can't believe you guys watch these old black and white movies. And I'm like, you know, Harris, I can't believe we watched them either, because we never watched them when we were young. They were before I was born. But they don't have a bunch of filthy language in them. They don't have a bunch of weird stuff going on. They don't have a bunch of transgender mess in them. They don't have a bunch of cursing and stuff in them. I said, I like these old movies, especially when the actors could really act and the script writers could really write script. I said, I like these things. And I said, I'm not saying that there aren't some good movies that have come out, but sometimes the old movies are the ones that we need to be letting our children watch and letting them realize that they don't have to watch movies that are absolutely filthy. What do you think, Doug?
No, I totally agree with you on all of this. And the way I look at this right now is we are where we are because of our lack, in part, our lack of taking control over what we can control. Now, let me ask you, you got about 3.5 minutes left is all. Healthmasters.com, by the way, healthmasters.com, folks, do me a favor. Get your supplements right now, right now. Just do it. Just do it. Vitamin C, vitamin B, multivitamin. You'll thank me later. Healthmasters.com. HR5 is a coupon code. But in the remaining minutes we've got left, Ted, where do you see this? How do you see this playing out, the coronavirus playing out? Because you see production, well, economic factors, scars, deep scars. But how do you see it playing out?
Well, here's the thing. Daily Mail just came out with a show. I mean, here's the article. I've got it posted on the Healthmasters website. Here you can see it. It says, Beijing doctors suggest the U.S. knew about coronavirus before the China coronavirus basically was released because American researchers are developing vaccines way too quickly. Yeah, it takes sometimes a couple of years to put together a vaccine. Now we've got different groups of people around the country saying, or around the world, oh, we already have a vaccine. Let me just put it to you this way. Having spent 400 hours, like I mentioned earlier, in the biochemical genetics lab of FSU, developing a vaccine for something like this, this isn't going to be an easy fix, all right? How do they know about all this stuff to start with? It's almost as if they had a vaccine developed before it was released. Well, that wouldn't be possible, would it? That wouldn't be possible that the elite of this planet, who are either in their underground bunkers at this point, so many CEOs have quit, or basically maybe they're not really concerned about it because they've already got a vaccine that works about this. Maybe this is not going to touch them. I don't know. I'm just speculating now. The unbelievable financial fallout of this has been unprecedented. And this is much worse than 2007 ever thought about being, though in 2007 was pretty doggone bad. A lot of people, including myself, got out of equities back then and never went back into it because, you know, we're really too old to take that type of hit again. And, you know, and so we've been telling people on the Ted and Austin Brower show since last year that this thing was hyperinflated. And what happened is the international banking cartels decided at the end of the year they were going to cut back on their basically their repo loans. And they started really cutting back, and they weren't doing 50, 70, 80, $100 billion a night anymore. They dropped it down to 10, 15 billion a night. And they knew darn good well once they did that, there was going to be a massive liquidity crisis. This market was crashed on purpose. I'm just letting you guys know that in advance. The market was crashed on purpose because they want all those little businesses to go out. And that's why the Federal Reserve Bank is offering all these businesses that were profitable before this loans. Guys, when you get into the bed with a devil like that and you start taking loans from these guys are the weirdos that run the planet, and they're going to make sure that they're going to foreclose on that business or basically incorporate you into their little matrix or whatever they want to do to you. And this is, again, the largest business grab that's ever been done in the history of the United States, just like they did with the farms back in the 1900s. So the market's going to go down. So it's going to be interesting what's going to happen. Yeah.
All right. And with that, we're going to leave it right there. Ted Brower from the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Folks, go to healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Do it now. Do it now and order your nutritional supplements, the best in my view on the planet. You're going to need them. I take them. Eric the Tech takes them. Our entire family takes them. We trust our health nutritional supplements to healthmasters.com. Thank you, Ted. God bless. Have a great
Thank you, Ben.
All right.
You too.
Have a good night, everyone. That'll do it for me. Steven Celeste up next. And welcome to Hagmann. It's the Hagmann Report, where truth can't be silenced no matter how hard they try, and they're trying very hard to silence this platform and others as well. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for your belief and your trust in this platform, in me, and in my next guest as well, along with his next guest. Coming up right now is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com and Celeste Solom from Shepherd's, I'm sorry, I always get this. I always have to look at my note on this because it's shepherdsheart.life. All right. It's not that difficult, Doug. I know. Celeste Bishop Solem, shepherdsheart.life. See, I even have it written down here. Thank you, Eric the Tech, for doing that. But Steve Quayle's been ahead of the curve on a lot of things, including what we're going to be talking about, and that's the coronavirus, COVID-19. And I mentioned off air to Steve that Gary Haven was on, and I talked about this in the show open today. Gary Haven was on with Owen Schroyer on InfoWars yesterday. Gary Haven, of course, the owner of Kurz and businessman, you know, a very successful businessman. He knows things, and he knows people, and he's aware of things that maybe you and I aren't. And he's got connections and contacts and such, and he met with Governor Abbott, as I mentioned yesterday. And there was a conversation. And the takeaway from all of this is this COVID-19, without a doubt, and this is a collective investigative assessment, is that we're looking at a bioweapon, that something that's not ordinarily found in nature in this combination, that regardless of how it was released, is out there, it's been released, and now we are feeling the impact. And there's two tracks or two courses. You've got the political and economic track, and then you've got the medical track. And then, of course, the hype based on media reports and such, that the media has been weaponized. Information has been weaponized. The lack of information has been weaponized. Everything has been weaponized. And what's the intent? The intent is to destroy, really, to kill us, I believe. But more importantly, well, equally important is to take down Western civilization, and especially the United States. The United States being the stopgap or the speed bump from a new or a one world government. That's the bigger picture. And to explain this and to get into detail, I'm not going to take away any more time from Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Celeste Bishop Solem from shepherdsheart.life. There, I got it. So there we go. My good friend, Steve. Steve, thanks for waiting for me, and thanks for your patience.
Well, thank you. It's a very important day today, Doug, because most people are freaking out because of the stock market, and rightly so. And the stock market at one point came within 100 points of basically them shutting down the market, not circuit breakers, but shutting down the market. Some of the people I'm talking to in the background overseas, very, very informed, have basically said that at the 20,000 mark, that they would shut the market down for a couple days in order for it to cool down. That's never happened before. People have got to understand that this is the worst crash percentage-wise since 1929. Charles Nenner, who a lot of people respect, me too, but a lot of professional traders said that he's probably the guy that's nailed it in advance better than anyone. And he said if Deutsche Bank goes below $6, and today it got down to $5.60, that will trigger a derivative meltdown. That means all the phony money is going to go down like dominoes. Additionally, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange is going to be closed tomorrow. Somebody said, well, what does that do to the metals prices? Let me explain, first of all, and then I'm going to turn it right over to Celeste. What's going on in the metals market is so many people thought the Tuesday uptick in the market was the rebound from the latest low, and so they went long. They were so certain of themselves, including the biggest brokerage firms, that they took on heavy margin position. That means they were buying $10 and sometimes $100 with every $1 they put up. When the market started to tank and all the way down today, they lost huge sums of money. A lot of the traders who have stock portfolios also have metals portfolios, meaning gold, silver, platinum, palladium even. But the point is that they liquidate that in order to maintain. Number one, they have to have a liquidity ratio. If they're a professional stockbroker, stock exchange, whatever. And number two, a lot of people don't realize that the numbers that are going into the markets to buoy them aren't in the billions. They're in the trillions, literally overnight. So Charles Nenner nailed it. Now, will this trigger a derivatives crash? I don't think right now it will. I think that the bottom line is April 9th is when the United Nations pandemic bonds come due. that's when $5 trillion will basically trigger the derivatives fault. So pretty much that's the financial situation. I've talked to metal suppliers I've done with 35 years. Look, this isn't, you know, I don't care what people think. This is not fear to sell, but people are now panicked, their words to me. They've sold millions of ounces of silver in the last couple days. There are shortages because a mint didn't keep up with this anticipated, because pretty much nobody anticipated except very few. And so the majority of silver, there's more silver trading on a daily basis right now than is traded in months, if not pretty much 6 months. Same thing with gold. Everybody understands the plan and the plot. The plot is to basically crash the market and bring the American dollar to zero, whether they bring on a cryptocurrency or whatever at that point. So the April 9th is the outside date. And with what Celeste is going to tell you right now, everything is in motion. And I've asked her to go to the bottom line, just the points that are happening, because we're going to see this stuff in real time. And I guarantee you, Doug, 1 month ago, if not 1 week ago, no trader professional would have said we were going to hit the lows we hit today. And by the way, it's now back up to 800 points down. So that's a total range so far of almost 3,000 points in 1 day. This has never been seen before. I would encourage everybody, in case, you know, I want Celeste to take the time she needs, but I want everybody to consider their cash position. Understand, if the market does shut down, tomorrow's Friday. We don't know what Monday will bring, but Friday, please make sure you have cash, because the banks, there's too much talk in the background, okay? Because investment banks are on the hook for a lot of losses. So anyway, Doug, that's kind of the metals issue. That's what's going on, and our phones are ringing off the hook. If you can't get through to us, you know, please send me an email, steve777 at stevequayle.com. I want to say
about the metals. Can I, because I've got a question about this.
Okay, go ahead.
Really simply, shouldn't gold and silver be like through the flipping roof? Now, I know they're manipulated. The prices are manipulated. Yeah,
but you didn't hear what I said, Doug. But they should. They should. But there's so much money driving the metals prices down in the spot market, which is, that's how it's set.
Okay.
And then you've got J.P. Morgan and some big foreign, what are called sovereign wealth funds, driving it down. They can put in $1 billion to make $5 billion when the market goes up. So it's total manipulation. And again, most people hold their metals outside of physical guys in exchange traded funds, which aren't worth, in my opinion, the paper they're printed on.
Exactly.
So we're right now hearing all kinds of stuff. So Celeste, give the bottom line at how late in the game it is, because I'm sure aren't you surprised at just the denial? I know you get called all names. I mean, I got called names that, Doug, if I didn't pray before I went on the show, I would sign off in such a way that I'm sure our critics would have a way, but thank God for someone who prayed for me. Go ahead, Celeste.
So it's not only the it's not only the metals market. Sorry, maybe I should get a drink. So most of you have probably been to Costco, and you're noticing, I went to Costco yesterday, and there's very little in food supply there. They got a few bags of rice, a few pallets of vegetables and fruit. The aisles where the clothes are just like totes. And what they're doing is they're disrupting all markets in every sector. They're going to bring the world. It's not only the United States, it's the whole world to a grinding halt. And they're going to use a CRISPR type cut and paste to, put in the global governance. And so there's 18 different sectors that they're going to insert the global governance across the board. And so, for instance, because everybody has to eat, let's talk about what they're going to do with food. So you're going to, after we come out of the coronavirus, you are going to be allowed 1.2 ounces of protein a week. And that's not necessarily meat. That might be insect, and they are also talking about an extrasensory protein, whatever that is. I'm really not sure. You were also going to only be allowed 36 grams of carbohydrates for every 21 days. So basically, there's going to have to be inserted a system to ensure that we don't have go over our limit. And this is not just the United States. This is around the world. Yesterday, I think it's really important for all the viewers to understand that when President Trump went and did his speech last night, the government basically went stealth. They are no longer going to be transparent. They are classifying the information that you need to know so that you cannot make wise decisions. That's a really important thing to know. This virus is set to, if it doesn't kill you, the disability rate of this virus is 80%. So they expect 80% of the people, if it doesn't kill you, you're going to be disabled. So then they can do, you know, they can put any system in that they want because people will not be able to fight back. They're going to offer you a vaccine, and it's going to contain aborted fetal tissue, and it's going to come from humanized mice. And what is a humanized mouse? A humanized mouse is one that has human blood, human organs, a human immune system, and then they're going to offer it to you. Another thing I'm very concerned about is DARPA's back in the game. And I did a breaking alert about the hydrogel. And the hydrogel was originally designed to be like a chip in the brain. They wanted a non-invasive, non-surgical way to put a chip in your brain. So what they're talking about is this hydrogel, and it would be offered to you as a sensor, and it would let the healthcare professionals know that you were sick before you're sick. And what this does is this hydrogel is inserted in by a syringe into your body, and it assembles in your body. And then what it does is it fuses to your tissue, and it starts to grow. And you become one with you become a computer interface. So you basically become one with the internet with this. And then they can, you know, it's not only a sensor to say if you're sick, they can tell, you know, are you smoking? Are you exercising? Are you drinking? Are you taking the drugs that they've given you the right way? All manner of things, you know, are you sitting down? What TV are you watching? What's your blood pressure? It is very, very invasive. And we're going to go into some of this. One of the most scary. So I get my information from documents, and I go to the Federal Register. And so the other day there was a posting that is extremely troubling. And sorry, I just am froggy today. I don't know.
Celeste,
I just started.
Celeste, yeah. Do you need to go get a glass of water?
I have a glass of water.
Well, take time and take it, okay?
It's post-nasal drip. It's allergy season. We've got spring, you know? So basically, they have, I've been talking about that they have been using the emergency clause. Last night, the president, he did use the emergency clause, and that basically, he said, for the health, safety, and welfare, it can be well-being. It's interchangeable. And under this emergency and with the whole of government, one person can start the emergency clause and another person can finish it. And they've been doing that. And then sometimes they'll start the emergency clause at the beginning of their conversation, and at the end they finish it with the ending part of the emergency clause. And what the emergency clause does is suspend the Constitution. So now we're going to go into what right do they so I believe that under this Corona 19 testing, that they are going to be looking for DNA and collecting DNA. They want everybody's DNA in a database. And this is the perfect opportunity to get everybody's DNA when they're panicked and they won't even know. It's the same cheek swab and they just, so, and then, okay, so what's their authority? So that's what I'm going to go down, because we're talking DNA here, but there are going to be other things like this hydrogel sensor and the vaccine, and you need to know where they're kind of coming from. And so I'm going to lay that out for you. In 2005, under Title 10, they did a DNA fingerprint law, which authorizes the Attorney General to use as plenary authority to collect DNA samples from individuals who are detained or apprehended. Now, you might, under medical martial law, be apprehended, so this would apply to you, or arrested, facing charges, or convicted. And furthermore, the Attorney General can delegate his power to a government-wide, to the agencies to do this. So he can authorize Health and Human Services, Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, whoever he wants to. Basically, what they're going to do is, when you are apprehended, they consider it like regular, like this is identification. A DNA now is considered identification. It's no different than your driver's license, a photographing, or fingerprinting. And it says, any agency of the U.S. that detains individuals shall collect DNA samples. And there are some exemptions for certain classes of aliens. At the broadest level, the advent of DNA technology is considered one of the most scientific advancements of our era to exonerate wrongly convicted people. And so that's one reason they want to take all of our DNA, but it gets better than that. So DNA is a powerful tool for human identification. That's another reason or thing that they cited in the Federal Register. It was 11 pages long. It allows various crimes to be solved, and that's past crimes and it's pre-crime. So they also, by this DNA, can, I guess there are certain ways to figure out if you're going to do pre-crime. The profiles, your DNA profile will be kept in the FBI combined DNA index called the CODA system, which includes all biological residues left at any crime scene. So let me say, okay, you go in the morning to whatever your donut shop is, and you get a cup of coffee, and the next person behind you holds up the donut shop. But you've picked your biological residue, little specks from DNA from your hands are on the counter. So you can be implicated in that crime. It's very dangerous. It's not only the person that is the perpetrator in the situation. It can be all the other people that have left their DNA, or biological residue, as they call it. They say that DNA is a metric of identification, and they do want everything metriced. In the new global governance, everything has to be metriced. And they need to connect an individual to his CODIS profile. So once they get your DNA, they will run it through the CODIS profile, you know, decide, you know, have you ever, you know, been convicted of a crime? Have you not paid your parking tickets? You know, so on and so forth. The DNA identification will also inform the decision makers whether you're eligible, when and if you're eligible to be released. And that is also under a medical martial law situation. Then it goes on, and it's, so I'm going to go down what in the Constitution and what the people's objections were and what they have decided. So many people opposed this DNA, taking of DNA, because it was forced or involuntary or non-consensual. And they said that by your cooperation with any official taking your DNA in any capacity, this makes it not a forced, so that forced or involuntary is out the window if you cooperate with any authority. And that could be your public health authority. Privacy and discrimination. They say that DNA and profiles are kept in secure locations, and supposedly the data has been stripped of your uniquely personal identifiable information, such as your birth date, your social security number, and all of that. And yet it's interesting that that's not really how it works, because people have been hunted down, their family members have been hunted down through this system to find criminals. So they are actively using this. So it's your DNA and your profile are together, and it has your unique information. Otherwise, how could they be hunting criminals down?
Hey, Celeste, let me interrupt you. You said something that's really critical. Because we all trust the authorities, especially with everything that showed up on Hillary's servers, the fraudulent setup of the present, I think what you're talking about is the perfect way to frame someone for a crime when they're not there. Doug, I hope you as an investigator, they will stack the deck and there'll be no way to deny it because your DNA will be there. Yet everyone will basically assume, oh, this is just fine. Celeste, what you just said is critical. It will be the selective identification and the taking out, the assassination, murder of people. They will absolutely frame them. And oh, by the way, that happens every day in America now. So continue. I wanted people to understand that's what you just said.
Yes, it is. And actually, a lot of people have said, well, I'm not going to take the vaccination or I'm not going to take this sensor. Well, by getting the COVID-19 test, you've given them their DNA, your DNA. And so then that's pre-crime. If you don't do it, I mean, they've got every tool. Then, like you said, they'll be framed. So now we're going to go down to the Fourth Amendment. And people say that DNA collection violates the constitutional prohibition of unreasonable search and seizure. But the response to that is it is no different than fingerprinting, and it is a reasonable search under the Fourth Amendment. The method of collection, a cheek swab, is non-injurious and a minor imposition. Did you catch that word? It says reasonable. In our Constitution, they need to have probable cause, not reasonable cause. If we allow them to take our DNA under a reasonable, we remove ourselves from under constitutional protections. Then we go down to the Fifth Amendment, and people that oppose say it is inconsistent with the constitutional right against compelling self-incrimination. But what is said is that a DNA sample is much like fingerprinting. It is non-testimonial in character, meaning a DNA sample is not a testimonial communication subject to the protections of the Fifth Amendment. So they're basically saying it's kind of neutral. What about due process? People were concerned about due process. DNA sample cannot be collected without an adjudicatory process or quantum of suspicion, and they said, quote, the Fingerprint Act of 2005 makes due process null and void. Then we go to the presumption of innocence, and that is the principle that a person cannot be convicted of a crime except upon proof through evidence presented at a trial. And they are saying that the DNA collection does not relate to the trial process. DNA does not convict or punish anyone for anything, nor does it presuppose a person is a criminal, even though in their own document they talk about pre-crime. So, you know, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. They said, rather, it is like photographs or fingerprinting. It is a biometric identification measure. What about equal protection? DNA samples do not, they say, DNA samples do not discriminate against origin, race, or other demographic characteristics. They say, rather, DNA is a valuable tool for law enforcement. What about cruel and unusual punishment? DNA collection, they state, is not cruel or unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment because it is not punishment at all. It is a non-punitive biometric identification measure like fingerprinting and photographs, and taking a DNA sample is not injurious and a minor imposition, so it is not considered cruel and unusual punishment. What about the effect on the innocent? Some people may be implicated in crimes because their biological evidence was left at a crime scene when they are not the perpetrator. And basically they said, well, this one person or several people must be inconvenienced because it is outweighed by the greater value of the biometric identification process. What about medical privacy? Some persons may be implicated in crimes because their biological evidence will be left at a crime scene when they are not the perpetrator, and it must be towards the greater value of the biometric identification. I think I messed up. That was the effect on the innocent. As far as medical privacy, they say it does not violate medical privacy or medical ethics standards requiring informed consent. So right here they're saying they do not have to get your consent for these DNA samples because they are not measuring medical diagnosis or treatment. They are law enforcement identification measures. I'm almost done. Just one more. They want to retain these DNA samples for as long as they want, and they say that that's legitimate. The Department of Justice assumes that Homeland Security will utilize the electronic capture, which is the EDCP, which is an electronic data capture system in a computer that is a collection of clinical data. This is really important, in electronic format used mainly in human clinical trials. And coronavirus is a beta coronavirus, and they are going to test. And the cost per kit is $5.38 per kit.
Well, I think too, Doug, that one of the things that we've got to deal with in this whole thing is that, you know, basically – the parameters for the mark of the beast, whatever it is, people argue over everything, but they won't. Here's the thing, Celeste. They'll argue over the details, but they don't see the big picture. And Doug, here's the thing. I was told late last night, 1:40 my time, about the plan. I just got a text message from one of the smartest traders in the world. He's on record as being 80% right by his peers. I won't say his name because I don't have his permission. He said, Steve, if 20,000 doesn't hold, the next point is 16 to 18,000. Ultimately, they're going to bring the stock market down to zero. But before they do, they'll have false rallies to sucker people and say, oh, this is a buying opportunity. And they're going to take them out and take them down. When this happens, and I don't know, will it happen? The stock market sell down today, and will they close the market tomorrow? They just closed the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and I want to say something about that because some people are really smart, and they pick this up. How then do they come up with true discovery of prices on gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and not all the other commodities? The only way they can do that is go to European banks and other countries value gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and their currencies. That's why shortwave radios are so important. And I hope I'm making this clear. The thing is to dissuade people to go into anything that will basically prolong their life or give them, you know, a little bit of a break. For instance, the CDC, you saw this, Celeste, tells older people, that's us, 60% and above, to basically store up and be prepared to shelter in place. That's contrary to all the dumbasses. I mean, absolutely, these are my words. Don't get mad at Celeste or Doug. Dumbasses making excuses. Now, I want to say something else. The people out there that are saying, when I post a story or Celeste quotes a document or Doug, you interview somebody who's got the credentials to back up what they've said, the AI programs are kicking in like at no other time. The AI programs have used the words fear porn, which, by the way, was designed by the Central Intelligence Agency. They use the term, what's the other one that besides fear porn? Doom porn. And all of those issues, because porn is a magic statement. So fear, doom. And I'm telling you this, that what people have got to understand, and this is what Celeste just said, I'm reinforcing this, Celeste, that the supply chains are broken. The supply chains are broken. I posted Dr. Len Horowitz, one of the brightest guys, Harvard trained, you know, doctor, and he just nailed it on the bioweapon. Do you know, I still have people, Celeste, I'm sure you do, saying we're trying to cause fear and panic, saying it's a bioweapon. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chinese have a philosophy on bioweapons. They're on record as stating if they kill every man, woman, and child in the United States, it doesn't bother them because that's their destiny. But they have a tripartite. That's three. One, two, three, and I'll just leave them in that form. The one, two, three, the first one is a coronavirus and all its mutations. The next one is a Z1 virus that is not coronavirus, and that's the reinfection. The third one is what's in Ethiopia, and that's spliced into Ebola. So that's why you're seeing those people, you know, in Africa bleeding out. Unless you absolutely can settle that issue, it is not the flu. Celeste, address, if you would, please, that this is just more people die from the flu. That presumes that everything you're hearing from the MSM, which has just been classified as yesterday, I'm sorry, the president, all his commissions, it's all classified. Everything's classified. Let me bottom line that. The truth has been quarantined, and more people will die from the quarantine of the truth than they will through the quarantine of any biologicals or whatever. This thing is a setup. It is a medical dialectic. Now go ahead, Celeste, and tell people, if you would, just, you know, I want today, if you don't mind, Doug and Celeste, I want this to be the ultimate reality check. I believe that a lot of people have listened to us on talk radio, interviews with me, read our stuff, and they still live in a realm of, well, it's warm in my house, I still have food in my fridge, and everything will be fine. And those guys are just fear mongers. They're just pure, you know, that's another term, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. So Celeste, give the bottom line. I mean, you just told us we get to eat insects a year from now. I mean, I don't think people understand. One of the, a meal bar's got 30 carbs in it or whatever. Some of them do. So give the bottom line, if you would. And you can quote all the documents. Leave those out. Just right. Give the bottom line, okay?
So like for food, for instance, they want to charge you, the UN wants to charge by the calorie after we come out of this. Once there's no food at Costco and you start seeing a little bit of food come into Costco, it will be sold by the calorie. Do you realize how expensive that will be? DARPA wants it by the 1/1000th of a calorie. 1/1000th of a calorie. You are not going to get much, and you might pay as much as your mortgage, maybe more, for one calorie of food. That's why I've been encouraging people to grow a garden, to stock up, know how to do basic things. Some of the things that are left at the grocery store are like flour and sugar and baking powder and baking soda because people don't know what to do with it. They want the instant food. And I understand that it's hard to comprehend this big picture. I know it's really hard. We have our comfort zone, and we have been very blessed to live in a time of abundance, but that is over. It is a time that we cannot trust what our eyes see, and we can't trust what our ears hear. You really need the Holy Spirit. You need the Word of God, and you need to be running our situation over and comparing it to Scripture. I started reading in the book of Esther, and I'm just like, this is so applicable to right now. So we each need to spend not only time searching for food, but spiritual nourishment too. It's already the global governance, after I did this 18-part series, is being injected right now. You are seeing headlines right now. Your life will never be the same ever again. And that's if you survive. Like I said, they already know 80% of the people will be disabled. And then, as Steve said, then they're going to be hit with the next wave and the next wave.
So, Les, can I interrupt? Disabled how? Are we talking pulmonary disability, lung situations, breathing? What? How?
It will affect different people different ways. It depends on their health, how much exposure to electromagnetic radiation,
okay. How
many chemicals are in their body, how healthy are they to start with.
Okay, I didn't mean to derail you. I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page. Continue, please.
Yes, we just all need to build up our immune systems. That's another thing. Get your house as clean as you can. Don't be using a lot of chemicals. I saw one person in back of me at Costco, not this time, but the time before, had a whole shopping cart of Lysol. Lysol is toxic. I mean, really toxic. I mean, so use bleach or something like that, but don't go for the chemicals because those will undermine your immune system. And there are natural things that you can take. And I've been doing series. I've been doing videos. I've been doing articles on different ways you can fight viruses, different ways you can build up your immune system. So don't believe that you can only take a vaccine. Don't believe that you only can take this sensor from DARPA. And DARPA, I just saw this morning on a government site that they are going to fight the pandemic. Like, they're going to have a vaccine ready in, I think it's either 60 or 90 days. And they've been working on it. It's a pandemic platform that they actually have been working on for many years now. And they're ready to operationalize it. So
I think, Doug, too, that how do I put this? Everything that we've warned about for a quarter of a century, those of us who've been on that long, everything that Celeste was involved in with that a long a time in all the different, you know, things on her resume. Everybody's got to understand this. It's all in play, waiting for the right moment to initiate it. I hope people understand the depth of that statement. By the way, right now the Dow is down again 1,858 points. That means today it's had a range of almost 5,000 points. And I want to read something because here's what I'm worried about, Celeste. They're going to break everybody financially. They're going to break everybody unless God's people get the wisdom to basically do what they've got to do. And, you know, they need to I got to go to a different computer. But the thing is that what's happening now is it's unheard of, but it's not unplanned for. I guess that's the best way to say it. And so at this point, we're in a position to absolutely not recognize that, I can't pull it up right now. Basically, what this trader extraordinaire is saying is that if it doesn't hold 20,000, the next stop is 16 or 18,000. It's going to go down, 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 down. I don't think, Celeste, people understand. Funny money is nothing more than computer entry. So when I see the Feds dumping in 150, 200 billion, that's fake. Last week they put in 20 trillion. Well, I don't believe you because of charts and blah, blah, blah. people are so on their screen, especially traders, but like and quants. What's happening is, ladies and gentlemen, you are already given the signal that the stock market might have to shut down due to coronavirus. You don't know how many people are in New Jersey hospitals that are traders or that manufacture the computer algorithms. This is what I think I need to say, and I'll give it right back to you, Celeste. Of course there's never been a time like this. This isn't fear porn, fear mongering. It's reality. This isn't the United States. Look at Italy. Look at Italy. Look at now Denmark. Look at what happened. And here's the point. What makes anybody believe that China would ever tell the truth? They have a history of killing tens of millions of their own people. China can't feed their people. I think, Celeste, you and I talked about, or I sent you an email. You don't have enough rice in China right now to give one cup of rice to every Chinese person. That's what Mao Zedong did. He promised a bowl of rice, not a bowl of grasshoppers. Somebody said to me, Celeste, well, just tell people to go out and eat the locusts. Yeah, not when they become zoonotic and they become vectors for disease. And ladies and gentlemen, Thailand, Cambodia, the whole, if you will, Southeast Asia, Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, they raise rice. That rice goes into China. Rice no nice anymore, especially when you got locust plagues that are hitting in the trillions. So the idea of that you'll be able to go to Costco and get what you want to get explains less that the supply chain is broken. That means everything we're eating, buying, and toilet paper. I think with people buying so much toilet paper and no food, they must be expecting to eat toilet paper. And I think Celeste put a recipe on her website for toilet paper. And I said, what are they going to do then? Defecate napkins? Sorry to be crude. But the point is, that's pretty funny. The point is that the supply chain is broken. That means you're bound to whatever you have, to whatever you can get in the meantime, to whatever is available now, because it won't be available. I got an email, Celeste, from somebody wanting to buy 20 gas masks. Good luck. I don't have them. I didn't have them since, you know, 10 years ago. People are now saying, oh goodness, what happens? I don't have any of this stuff. Santa cloth, hand wipes. And, you know, people think that Purell gel with alcohol or whatever's in it, that isn't going to help you. Triclosan is not a good bactericide. That's when Dial and some of the soaps came out and they paste that. So, Celeste, tell everybody where the supply chain is and how the documents already indicate they're going to use that to basically bring people to their knees to do what they please.
So if there's no food and everybody's sick, there's not going to be any resistance to a global governance order. And that's what they're inserting right now. And when you go to the grocery store, each time you go, like when I went yesterday, all there were some snacks and totes. And I guess there was a few rolls of paper towels and bottled water. But that's it. And when it's gone, nobody grew anything. Last summer, I did a video broadcast, and I said, this is zeroth year of famine. It's the first year. And people didn't believe me because they'd go to Costco and they'd see all the food on the shelves. And so they didn't really believe me. And here I'm trying to get everybody to garden. And so now people are listening, and they go, what, there's no food at the store? Well, yeah, that's what I've been telling you. There's not going to be any food at the store. So this is all planned. You're going to see it in the economic sector. You're going to see it in the food sector. You're going to see it in the medicine sector. You are not going to be allowed medicine or medical treatment unless you get this sensor from DARPA into your vein, and then you give them blood, and that's under the precision medicine mandate that started in like 2016 is when it was launched. So, you know, it's in all the sectors. It doesn't, transportation, we are going to see the time when all of the United States is under lockdown, and that I covered under the medical martial law. it's going to be like traveling to a different country. You're going to have to get a new passport, and it's going to have to meet certain recommendations. And part of that is going to have to include your DNA. And you're going to need it to buy or sell or trade or go into federal buildings, go on an airplane. So what you see right now in the next few weeks rolling out is what you're going to have to live with the rest of your life. And it's time to start thinking about how you're going to deal with that as a Christian, as a person.
Right. And Doug, the hope is in Jesus. The Psalm 91, I mean, Celeste never makes any statement. She can't back up her facts. But at the end of the day, we're all subject to the Lord. And I would remind everybody, when God led the children of Israel out of Egypt, it was when their money failed. You remember what Joseph did to feed the children of Israel. And that's why the Deagle Report's knocking our population down, you know, to 80 million or whatever it is. Again, how? Except the Lord open the eyes of the people, open the ears of the people, and people begin, including me, all of us, that God's arm is not shortened. But here's the biggest disconnect, Celeste. Christians, I would say this, claimants to Christianity believe that God just winks at sin. He lets the aborted 80 to 100 million blood just run in the sewers of America and no big deal. People eating the children, his heritage. The satanic worship on the Olympic stairs, claiming Washington for Satan. I'm telling you this, as to their sins, so will their judgment be. So I don't know when the volcanoes go off in Cascadia. I can tell you this, the information people are given on Cascadia is far different than what we know is happening. All of the East Coast now is in trouble because they're flying as many flights, they, NASA, and the intelligence agencies, off the coast of Virginia all the way down the ocean because there's a new cauldron forming. And so the thing that is critical, Doug, and this is what I want to leave people with today, you know, the only hope is literally in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to understand the Satanists, the occultists, the New World Orders, and here's the biggest statement. I'll turn it right over to you, Celeste. It's been in our face for 100+ years. Ordo Novus Seclorum, the New World Order comes. But they have to have chaos because their whole world is order out of chaos. You want to address that? Because, you know, again, this is what's happening. People go, oh my goodness, oh no, what do I do? What do I do? Accept Jesus and understand that when you accept Jesus, you're asking the great shepherd into your heart. Go ahead, Celeste. I'll simmer down.
So in 1999, when everybody was kind of looking at what was going to happen with Y2K, the Tropical Disease Association had a conference down in Florida, in Key West, Florida. They used Jimmy Buffett's theme song. I'm not very good at songs. Changes in Attitude, Changes in Latitude. And it was ushering in the New World Order through tropical and exotic diseases. And so I've been covering that since 1999. And now we're seeing it come to pass. Of course, at the time, they were not talking about hybrid, the different faces, like what we're seeing with this coronavirus. It has different faces, and that's why it's going to be near impossible to treat medically. A vaccine is not going to work against this because it has a different face. It might connect with the HIV. It might connect with the coronavirus. It might connect with SARS. It might connect with MERS. Then you've got some bat stuff in there, and I could say it pelicans. There's pelican in there. So it's going to be a really impossible thing. We just need the Lord Jesus Christ because we are only here at his good pleasure as long as he would like us here. And you want to go to heaven when you breathe your last breath. And none of us really knows in this particular situation when that's going to happen.
Let me share this, Doug. This is just in, Celeste, from our mutual friend. This is an alert, urgent alert just in. Military movements underway already. Expect listeners in the following cities to report potential military or National Guard on the ground cities. This is no Orson Welles War on the Worlds fake out, what I'm saying right now.
Before you continue, Steve, do me a favor. Take the phone off the table there.
Okay. Thanks. I apologize to everybody. I'm expecting information because I know we're running out of time. But here's the thing. Expect listeners in the following cities to report potential military or National Guard on the ground in cities. Washington, D.C. People have no clue of how many congressmen, how many diplomats, how many aides have been exposed to coronavirus. Okay. New York City. You're hearing about that now. New Rochelle, New York. Okay. Completely surrounded, 1 mile, National Guard and also other troops ordered to shoot anybody tries to break quarantine. Chicago. Oh, here's a biggie. Seattle, Washington. The governor, Inslee, is telling you that already. San Francisco and Los Angeles and Hollywood area. You just saw Hollywood, judgment. I mean, even Tom Hanks and his wife have come down with coronavirus, but that's being covered up. God is bringing the country to a standstill. Please go, ladies and gentlemen, to my website, stevequayle.com. Go up to the prophetic words. I'm talking a 28-year-old word. God said, no trains will run, no planes will fly. He said, I'm going to bring your country to a standstill. And Celeste, that's the word you used.
Yep.
People say, yeah, that was just a lucky guess. A lucky guess? Denial, denial, denial. The D in denial will lead to an early death, a premature death, and without repentance leads to an eternal damnation. You can argue against it. You can basically hum. You can go out and sit in the stars and think, and I would say this. No, I can't say that. You better consider how late in the day it is. No food coming up. The market's going to crash. It's going to wipe out all of the things our fathers and our mothers worked to give us this country. No freedoms. When you say that's unconstitutional, the constitutional, what Celeste just told you, it's basically disbanded. Go ahead and finish it out, Celeste.
And we do have 8 minutes, or, yeah, I'm sorry, 8 minutes, okay. So we're okay.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm on a previous clock.
Sure.
So another thing we haven't talked about is water. That's also going to be disrupted, our water supply. And you're going to be rationed and taxed for any water that you use. Don't be surprised through the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act that you are ordered to move away from any body of water. That could be the ocean, a lake, a river, a stream, and even a mud puddle. And water is going to be very problematic. And I'm sorry to say that a couple cases of bottled water from Costco is not going to take care of what you need as far as water. So that's going to be an important issue as well. And we've got this whole situation with, so in my 18 point, as I was looking at the global governance, they are expecting the power grid to go down this year. So because they want to insert clean energy. So they are going to take the grid down. That will only be, if they did get it back up, that will only be temporary because by 2023, between 2023 and 2025, we will have a solar flare that will take out the power to a third of the earth. And then you need to understand that that will put a strain on the system, so it will take out two-thirds of the Earth's power, and a third of the Earth will still have power. Well, that could just be the ocean. We don't know where this super flare will hit. It will be, they're expecting something at least as large as the Carrington event, which was in the 1850s, if not larger than that.
Steve, go ahead. Sorry about that. Celeste,
Steve. Here's the thing, Doug. People have read the prophecies. I'm talking about Christians. People have read the book of Revelation. Now, I want to say this. When the world's headlines people who hate God, deny God, hate Jesus, deny Jesus, quote the book of Revelation, like the Star and the Sun and the Daily Mail. There's none of that hardly in the United States. Maybe a reference to Armageddon and bunkers for the wealthy. But God will use that fear is the number one thing driving them. Celeste?
Right now, yes. People are scared, and they're getting more scared by the day. And now that we will, you know, the president and the vice president were saying, you know, we're very transparent. We're very transparent. But since the first week that the coronavirus hit in China, we've been getting less and less information. And now that they're going stealth, we will get only the messages that they want to tell us, nothing else. And that's, to me, that is scary. But I know that even in that situation, Jesus is in control, and we need to remember that. And even when the Antichrist comes on the scene, perfect love casts out fear. And so we need to remember who is ultimately in charge, and that we are taking our first steps into eternity. And to me, that is really exciting.
I love it, Celeste. Thank you so much, because that's one thing that's not discussed as much as it needs to be, and that is God has this. We have to believe in God. We have to believe in Jesus Christ. And as long as we do, that does take care of our fear. I want to address something, Steve, you said as well, because people invariably are going to post a comment on our YouTube channel saying, well, you know, about fear porn, doomsday stuff. Don't pay attention to trolls. Don't pay attention to people who criticize you. This is not about that, folks. Let me explain very briefly one sentence. When I say truth can't be silenced, the adage that Eric the Tech created, truth can't be silenced, as it applies to this platform, there are people who are using the very verbiage that Steve Quayle and I are talking about, doomsday, fear porn, etc., to shut down these platforms. Look at what happened to InfoWars. The same thing. It's through open source. This is open source information. Through litigation, we are on the receiving end of some vicious attacks. It's not about trolls. It's not about errant comments or the stupid emails. It's about a very coordinated attempt to shut down the truth. And just understand that before you post a comment. So, Steve, I would just want to clarify that. Okay, go ahead, Steve. We've got about 4 minutes left, 3 minutes left.
Well, I can't do anything about denial unto death. And by the way, if you take the first initials of that, you know, denial unto death, it's dud. I used to say that all the time. Now I've come to the point where reality avoidance disorder, and I believe this is a, if you will, a actual psyop using different waveforms and different frequencies and neuro-linguistic programming and you know, infrasonics to get people not to even care. The apathy and the indifference, even the basic survival instinct to live is gone. The majority of the population of America no longer has the will to live. And if you don't think that's true, if they had the will to live, they would have seen, and the communist real takeover. And by the way, Vladimir Putin, he didn't have to launch one missile. He just basically said Russia is prepared to sell its oil for $10 a barrel. Russia's completely out of the Western market system. They don't need the Western market to buy their gas or oil. Their weapon systems are highly developed. They are self-sufficient in producing food, which the United States is no longer. And listen, I'm not a Russiaphile. I'm just telling you this. We're under war, everybody. We're under war. And I want to address the whole idea of classification of information. I'll define it as this. The bottom line is you cannot know the truth at any cost, because what it's going to cost you is your life. That's it in a nutshell. You are not to know the truth at any cost, because they want the lack of truth to cost you your life. And that's probably the last thing I'm going to say. Celeste, thanks for, again, everything you do.
Celeste, God bless you, Steve. Thank you. Celeste, 30 seconds.
So the most amount of money that they're putting in to fight this pandemic is being spent in the InfoWar. That's where they're spending the money. I mean, a large portion of it. And last words, 3% of the people will do something consistently, 7% will do something once or twice, and 90% of people will do nothing, even if it means the death of them and their loved ones.
Interesting. Bishop Salom, thank you so much. Steve Quayle, thank you. The information to Celeste's sites and videos will be in the program description box, HagmanReportLive.com. May God bless each and every one of you. Please, folks, stay safe. Hug your wife, hug your husband, hug your dog, hug your child.